PM Modi's reform, transform and perform mantra ensured steady growth. India becoming fifth largest economy, overtaking UK economy at a time of celebration of 75 years of independence from British colonial rule is a proud moment for every Indian. The significance being India was able to achieve such progress despite the international crisis due to COVID-19 and the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war. India is now expected to attain third position by 2029. Bloomberg analyzed the data of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and prepared a report. The United States remains the world's largest economy with highest gross domestic product, GDP, followed by China, Japan, Germany, and India. India was in 11th position of GDP in 2014. In 10 years, India made significant progress, ranking 5th with GDP of $854.7 billion. Bharat ahead while world recedes. Many developed countries are facing inflation and economic recession. GDP of the UK stands at $816 billion. Inflation hit a record level in the UK. The UK recorded just 1% growth of GDP in the second half of the financial year of 2021-22. China is facing a real estate, banking and financial crisis. Europe is having the highest inflation, climate crisis and facing economic recession. The depreciation of the pound value of the UK, yen of Japan, yuan of China, euro and other currencies are more compared to depreciation of rupee with dollar. India is the fastest growing economy at present. In the April to June quarter of the financial year 2022-23, India recorded a growth of 13.5% in GDP. After the COVID-19 crisis and relaxation of protocol guidelines vis-a-vis the pandemic, there was spurt in consumption and demand in all fields, especially in service sectors. Contribution of India to GDP, which was 2.6% in 2014, increased to 3.5% in 2022 and is expected to rise to 4% by 2027. At this growth rate, India is anticipated to overcome Germany by 2027, Japan by 2029 and become third largest economy by 2029. The journey to top 5. When Shri Narendra Modi became the Prime Minister of India in 2014, India was in top 5 fragile economies, the group of Fragile 5, alongside Brazil, Turkey, South Africa and Indonesia. The policy paralysis of the United Progressive Alliance government was responsible for double-digit inflation, bad impact on business confidence and economic recession. The Fragile 5 had a bad current account deficit, lesser foreign exchange reserves, more external debt, crash of rupee value, higher double-digit inflation above 10% and a slump in growth to below 6%. Investors were moving money out of India, mainly into the US, and the currency value was falling. It was not an easy path for the Modi government. With a strong determination to set right the Indian economy, the Modi government took various measures and steered the country on a right path, resulting in a more stable currency, falling inflation rates and a well-controlled fiscal deficit. All these actions made India a better place to invest in. Within 1,000 days, the Indian GDP growth rose to 7.4%, highest among large economies of the world. By 2017, India was dropped off the list of Fragile 5 and became the fastest growing economy. India was referred to as the bright spot in the gloomy global economy and a macro sweet spot. India's stocks and currencies performed better than most of the world's largest economies. It was clearly predicted in 2017 that, due to changes in its political structure, India is on the rise as an economical power and is not likely to return to Fragile 5 status. Policies of Modi government. The central government has made constant efforts to incentivize domestic manufacturing, as compared to the import and sell model. Make in India initiative was launched on September 25, 2014. Concessions were provided on import of raw materials needed for manufacture in India. Customs duty has been increased on some finished items to encourage domestic MSMEs. Vocal for local initiatives exposed India's manufacturing domain to the world. Start UP India scheme was launched with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees to meet funding needs of startups. India now ranks third in the global startup ecosystems with more than 4,200 new age companies. The government liberalized investment restrictions, eliminated regulatory barriers, nurtured international relations and improved business relations. India jumped by 79 positions in 5 years 2014 to 2019, from 142nd to 63rd place in ease of doing. FDIs, foreign direct investments, have increased across various sectors. While the entire world is grappling COVID-19, the Modi government launched Atmanirbhar Bharat, worth 20 lakh rupees crores to turn crisis into opportunity. ECLGS scheme sanctioned collateral-free loans amounting to 3.48 lakh rupees crores benefiting nearly 1.19 crore MSMEs. Through PM Garib Kalyan Yojana, the largest food security program in the world, 5 kg cereals and 1 kg pulses per person were provided to 80 crore poor from March 2020 till today. In financial year 2021-22, foreign direct investment has been reported from 101 countries. India received the highest ever FDI inflow of 631,050 rupees crores in free 2021-22. Tax reforms resulted in GST replacing indirect tax system. Goods and service tax, GST, was the biggest ever tax reform and a game changer for the Indian economy. Over 17 taxes and multiple cesses were subsumed into GST, combining central taxes like excise duty, services tax and state taxes. GST simplified and replaced the complicated indirect tax system and increased the compliance and number of indirect taxpayers and made them more accountable. It also created a unified common national market for India, boosting foreign investment and Make in India campaign. Reduction of corporate tax for domestic companies and new manufacturing firms costing government around 1.45 lakh rupees crores was another major reform for Make in India, making India country with lowest tax rates in Asia. Reforms in income tax resulted in simplicity in filing and increased compliance. India recorded highest ever income tax collections of 13.63 lakh crores and around 5.83 crore in IT returns in financial year 2021-22 despite the pandemic. Welfare-oriented development. The Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana scheme was launched in September 2014 and 43 crore bank accounts were opened for the poor at zero balance. Benefits like subsidies, scholarships, pensions and COVID-19 relief funds are being credited to the bank accounts, including Jan Dhan accounts, through direct benefit transfer. Digital India scheme increased digital literacy in citizens, digital infrastructure and digital delivery of government and non-government services. Under UPI, United Payment Interference, UPI transactions stood at 73 lakh crores in 2021 and the value is increasing every year significantly. In July 2022, UPI transactions value stood at 10.63 lakh crores. Over 3 crore houses were built for poor under PMAY scheme with over 4.47 lakh crore rupees since 2015. Over 10.9 crore toilets have been built under the Swachh Bharat mission since 2014. 7 crore rural families were given piped water connections in 3 years since 2019 through Jal Jeevan mission, which was budgeted at 3.6 lakh crores. The important point here is schemes of Modi government provided necessary amenities to the underprivileged in a useful way, which created jobs and put money into hands of people, along with improving the quality of lives of the deprived. Mudra scheme was launched by Modi government on April 8, 2015 to provide loans up to 10 lakhs to non-corporate, non-farm, small and micro enterprises in a hassle-free manner. Since the launch, over 34.42 crore loans worth 18.6 lakh rupees crores were sanctioned. Infrastructural advantages. Since 2,014,157 medical colleges were allotted by the Modi government, which are under different stages of implementation. In 2014 to 2019, 2 lakh KMS of rural roads and 3500 KILOMILLISECOND of highways were built. 100 airports were made operational by 2019 and the government is planning to make 200 airports, heliports and waterports operational in the next 3 to 4 years. Hundreds of railway stations were modernized and 400 to be done next. National infrastructure project was devised for 5 years from 2020 to 2025 with 111 lakh rupees crores to provide world-class infrastructure and improve quality of life. Money spent on infrastructure created jobs, giving money to people and increasing the spending capacity of the people. Fillip to agriculture. India is an agriculture-based economy. Various schemes were launched to support farmers in the Modi regime. Through the PM Kisan, 6,000 rupees amount is being transferred to farmers every year. Subsidies on urea, saplings, seeds were given. Through PM Krishi Sanchay Yojana and Saubhagya, various equipment like drip sets, bore wells and solar panels were given. 1.25 lakh rupees crore was allotted for developing infrastructure for agriculture like warehouses, cold storages and rural roads. Kisan Rail and Krishi Udan helped faster delivery of perishable goods. Food produce organizations were developed with 20,000 crore rupees. Atmanirbhar Bharat. While the entire world is grappling COVID-19, the Modi government launched Atmanirbhar Bharat, worth 20 lakh rupees crores to turn crisis into opportunity. ECLGS scheme sanctioned collateral-free loans amounting to 3.48 lakh rupees crores benefiting nearly 1.19 crore MSMEs. Through PM Garib Kalyan Yojana, the largest food security program in the world, 5 kg cereals and 1 kg pulses per person were provided to 80 crore poor from March 2020 till today. Money of 500 rupees was transferred per month to women having Jan Dhan accounts during lockdown. Over 200 crore COVID-19 vaccine doses were given free of cost to citizens. PLI, Production-Linked Incentives, scheme aimed at offering 2.4 lakh rupees crore incentives in key businesses manufacturing in India have got good response from electronics, auto components and pharma and is expected to add 4% annually to India's GDP. One example being mobile manufacturing units went up from 2 units in 2014 to 200 units in 2021 and production from 6 crores in 2014 to 30 crores in 2021. Way ahead to become Vishwa Guru. The Modi government inherited India as a part of Fragile 5 in 2014. India is now the second largest manufacturer of mobile handsets. India recorded highest ever merchandise export value of nearly 53 lakh rupees crores, $676 billion, in 2021-2022. From just being importer, India is now exporter of defense equipment with exports of 13,000 crore rupees in 2021. India's agricultural exports crossed 3.95 lakh rupees crores, registering 19.92% growth. Fiscal consolidation in budgets brought down fiscal deficit to 3.2% and current account deficit to 1%. From having meager forex reserves in 2014, India became the fourth largest forex reserve holder as of December 2021 ahead of China, Japan, and Switzerland. On June 4, 2021, India became fifth country in the world to have forex reserves exceeding $600 billion. Those who heckled about usage of UPIs by coconut vendors now realize that coconut vendors to car vendors are easily using UPI services. Manufacturing growth, inflation, fiscal deficit, forex reserves and FDIs showed better performance in 2014 to 2019 than 2009-14. The Modi government has ensured the welfare of the needy along with launching development-oriented welfare measures that were designed to boost development. India has now become the fastest-growing and fifth-largest economy in the world. This transformation happened in just 6 years. Determined India now aims to become Vishwa Guru. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.